This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tuia Ngāreo o te hapore. And also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Vanessa, and I'm really happy to be in the studio again. This week, I want to have a talk all about the power of creativity. That's really a little funny kind of mix up there, because so often we're always talking about being positive, finding the positive in life, but it's actually, I'm just feeling very positive about creativity currently and all the different ways we can use creativity and the benefits it can have for our mental and emotional well-being. Before I get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health and you think, hey, talking to Progress to Health might be something very helpful for myself or for someone else, you know. I do play that ad again at the end of the show, so stick around, grab a pen and paper, and you'll be able to grab all those contact details and to reach out to Progress to Health. So let's jump straight in to talking about creativity and how it can make a difference in our life and our well-being and how we can use it to improve our well-being. Creativity can be in a whole lot of different things. Are you someone that, like, it's food is your creativity? Do you like making really yummy food? Do you do cakes or baking? Do you make bread? I know some people make bread, and sometimes, especially sourdough loaves seem to be the real thing kind of currently online. And it's that thing of, like, you can actually make a loaf and it's not just a straight bread loaf in a tin being a big rectangle. I mean, it can be, but you can do plaits and you can cut them so different shapes come out, and you can do different food in the dough so you get different colours. And then if you weave that together and do different things, you get different colours and shapes, and it becomes this exceedingly creative kind of space in what you're doing. And it's so nourishing, right? Because it's nourishing you because of the creativity, but it's also nourishing others, both with your creativity that they're like, wow, I didn't know food could look this good, and then they get to eat it, which is really yummy and definitely nourishing. And like, what about cooking? Are you someone that, like, your creativity comes into like making new recipes or finding recipes that other people have put together and you kind of adjust them to fit your palate or people's allergies? Or it's when you plate it, you want to say, actually, every plate of food, I want to try a different way of presenting it. So I kind of have like a little zhuzh to kind of feel really good about what food I'm having out, even if it's just for yourself, let alone for your family or friends. And sometimes just those little trying out the different things, because sometimes all creativity is doing something in a different way or doing something you've never tried before. And sometimes that can be really scary and it can be kind of quite confronting to kind of go, oh, I'm not sure, I'm up to trying it completely different. And especially if you've got a set and like a tried and true way of doing things, no matter what it is, if you've got a way that you know works for you and you can do it and it's fine, like trying something different can be really confronting and really scary because change is generally quite scary for a lot of people. But actually having that chance to like, you know, maybe the creativity that you're looking at doing is giving you an opening to be able to like confront or work on lowering the volume of your internal negative voices, right? So if your internal inner monologue, right? It's like it's the part of us that just generally bitches and complains. Excuse my language, but it really is. It's like I call it our inner judger and inner critic, right? They've only got bad things to say. And so quite often when we want to try something new to be creative, that's what comes up, is all that negative self-talk. And so sometimes we could actually take being creative as this opening space to go, hey, I'm going to try this creative thing. I'm going to try doing something completely different than I normally do. I'm really nervous about it, but I'm going to give it a go. And then it gives you a space to actually actively and consciously work on your negative self-talk, right? Because you know it's going to come up because you're trying something new. And sometimes what make it a little bit easier is if we do some prep and planning for this and go, hey, so what are some things I can say back to myself if my inner judger and inner critic gets really loud and my self-talk gets really negative? Like, is it that you actually just want to tell yourself, hey, I'm learning, I'm trying something new. As long as I don't burn that, I can burn the food, I just can't burn down the house. Like, anything else is a win. And it's just totally about yourself. Like, sometimes depending on what your inner self-talk, your negative self-talk is, will be change how you react to it and what makes a difference for you. And like, give it a go, because actually the whole joy of being creative is that generally when you started, there was nothing, and then you create something and now there is something. And maybe it's not actually hasn't reached the degree of what you were aiming for, but it's always more than what you started with, because what you started with was nothing. Right. So if we're talking about cooking, you start with a bunch of ingredients, right? And some of them might have been things that you could actually just eat by itself and it would count as food. And it's not something that kind of no one really wants to have by itself. But other times, it's just a bunch, like, you know, some uncooked rice, some like a couple of carrots, some broccoli, half a cabbage, you know, that doesn't feel like a lot. Or a bottle of soy sauce. But if you actually put that all together, you cook the rice and you thinly slice all the veggies and you stir fry it with a little bit of soy sauce and sesame oil, that can make a really nice stir fry, right? But none of those individual ingredients is going to feel like something that we kind of is like, yeah, it's food, whatever. So it's that finding the way to kind of embrace the creativity that wants to break free from us. Like, what are the things, what's something creative that you've always wanted to try? Is there anything that you've been like, oh, when I was a kid, I always wanted to do X, Y, Z, whatever thing it was, and you just never done it? Like, is that something you could look at trying now? And maybe if you're thinking about trying to get it so you're really good, because quite often those of us with anxiety actually have quite a few perfectionist traits as well. So we kind of don't do things because we're like, I'm going to do it all wrong. And if I can't do it right the first time, I'm not going to do it at all. Oh, we all recognize that, right? And so quite often it can be really good to go, okay, I'm going to give myself 6 meals, 10 meals, whatever it is. It needs to be quite a few if you're trying something new out, before I perfect this, right? So what can be really good, especially if you're doing food-related creativity, is like have some friends, if you've got some friends or family that are really happy to be guinea pigs and try out what didn't quite work. So it's like, this tastes really good, but it does not look good. But it's like, you know, I'll feed you this time and then next time I'm going to try and work on, I've got the recipe right for the taste, I need to work on the presentation and how I make it, right? So that can work really well. Or if it's art and crafty kind of thing, like maybe you're doing painting or drawing, or maybe you're doing sculpting because you decide that actually what you're going to do is like make little figurines, right, with little clay things. Or maybe you're going to take up pottery or ceramics. Maybe you're going to take up knitting or crochet. Whatever it is, set yourself a reasonable, authentic and realistic time frame to give it a go and get some, complete something that you feel is good, right? And make sure we're picturing it in the way of good, not great or spectacular or worth loads of money. Because if you're starting and you're hoping or expecting yourself to get to that point, that can be really demoralizing when you don't get there and it's just a complete hurdle and it's a stop. Like, right, we don't keep going. Because the power of creativity is so amazing. Because any time you create something, that you work on something, that you're like, hey, I made that, no matter what it is, even if it's literally your creativity is putting different clothes together to make an outfit, and you're like, hey, I haven't done this before. Power creativity. I've created this really amazing outfit from just separate items of clothing that I'd never have put together before. And I haven't seen anyone wear something like this, but I really, really like it. Like, how great is that? Like, that's just so awesome. Sorry, I almost hit the microphone. Apologies if I bang the microphone and make a noise. I'm kind of waving my hands around all excited and kind of want sharing with you the whole kind of excitement of creating new things and how wonderful that is. And it's that thing of, what are the things that make, what creative things make you get like that, that you kind of wave your arms around and get excited? When I'm excited, I wave my arms around and I talk faster. Maybe you don't do those. So what are you, what's your, how do you know you're excited? How do you know something good's happening? And then what are the creative things you do that have you be like that? How do you know you're enjoying something? How do you know it's feeding your hinenaro, your mental and emotional well-being? How do you know what you're doing or creating is like giving juice and joy to your wairua, to your spiritual well-being? What is going on? Like, what can you do? What can you spend your time and effort and your spoons on that you're creating and that you're making a difference that's then going to feed some good stuff to you? Right. So having a think about like kind of what are the different things that you can do that just feel really great, that you really enjoy, can make such a difference. And it can be really great. Like if you're someone who's on the internet, maybe on social media, you can do things like Pinterest or even Facebook or Instagram. Go in and just Google like the thing you're looking at, like collage or crochet or cake decorating or meal prepping or whatever it is, like outfit making, like whatever you, like designing a new wardrobe, like whatever it is. There will be a bunch of people who've done a bunch of videos about it. And if you don't want to do videos, you can just kind of whittle it down to get like images and just straight pictures. Maybe, what is it? Pinterest is really good for a lot of just pictures. Like they're just, because I think it's a Pinterest wall, and it's just you have like a whole bunch of pictures that tell you things that people are doing, and they just look spectacular. And sometimes maybe our creativity time is going to be spent looking at other people's creativity, and we live vicariously through them. We don't have to achieve it ourselves. We just watch them and see how great it looks, and that gives us that moment of joy. So that's wonderful. But it can be really good just to find the stuff that really kind of, what makes your shoulders drop and fall back so that they're actually not kind of up around your ears because you're really tense? What makes you kind of sit up a bit straighter or take a deeper breath or unclench your jaw? What are the things in life that just make you feel good? And is that a creative thing already? Is there a creative way to incorporate that? Like, what are the things that make a difference? And sometimes we kind of can't find anything. We go searching, we look on Facebook and Pinterest and Instagram and just Google it, and there's nothing that really kind of calls to us, right? So what we then do is, like, actually, maybe it's ask your friends and family. Ask around. Ask people if, hey, I would really like to start doing some creative stuff. I want to try some different things out, but I kind of don't really know where to start. Do you do something that's creative? What do you do? How do you do it? Can you tell me about it? And you know what? That just opens this joyous combination of having them share something they really enjoy. And also it's just really wonderful for them because they can show off some stuff, right, that they may not have felt people wanted to know about. if you found someone who does crocheting or knitting, they will have a bunch of stuff as a general rule. And some of them are really cool. I've got a friend who knits, I believe, as opposed to crochets. And it's not just scarves, right? So she's making socks. She's made these cool little gnome things that she then, like, you know, she knits them and then she stuffs them. So she has these, like, circular, making a round, a circle. I'm making the universal symbol of knitting needles, which are not too straight knitting needles. I think there's, like, four or five slightly rounded small metal knitting needles that are attached to each other. So you just have this. Oh, it's very complicated and amazing to watch. That is, knitting and crocheting is not creativity that I take on because I'm not that patient. I'm not able to do that. But, like, if you talk to someone who is, like, you can just see the joy it brings them. Generally, sometimes, depending on what's going on, there might be a bit of swearing as well because I think that's part of the creative process, isn't it? Is actually kind of letting loose kind of our inner, rah, it didn't work out like I wanted, or I lost count and now I need to go back for it, all right? I've learnt recently that if you're knitting or crocheting and you actually need to do the knitting or crocheting version of backspacing, it's called frogging. So like a little frog, ribbit, ribbit, but it's called frogging, and it's where you kind of pull the thread and it kind of unwinds itself. I have no idea why it's called that, but yeah. And so if you chat to someone and say, hey, what are the things you do that are creative that you really enjoy? And like finding out different things about people, it can be really amazing. And it might be something you want to try out, or it might be like, oh, I now know that's not something I want to do. As I said, I really like collage. I know a lot of people who like the idea of collage. They like how it looks, but then they go to do it and they're like, oh no, I end up invariably getting glue on my hands. And they're like, I cannot handle the sensation of sticky fingers. So they're just like, nope, I'm out. That's never going to be my thing. I know other people really like the idea of painting, but they couldn't handle the smell. So they were like, okay, no, that's not going to be the thing. And so it's like you've got to try a few things out, and it can be really great if someone else is already doing it, because then what that means is you don't have to spend lots of money on getting the thing to try it out, which is really, really good. And what are the things, like, so once you have some ideas, it's like, how would you bring it into your life? Do you want to do something creative to help yourself relax after a busy day working or studying or looking after the whānau? Like, is it you want to do something creative to kind of bring up your energy, to kind of uplift yourself, like help yourself feel really happy? What is the outcome you want? Is it just you want to have something to spend your time that's not staring at a TV screen or playing a computer game? Not that there's anything wrong with staring at a TV screen or playing a computer game, but sometimes we just want to do something different, right? Like, so what do you want to get out of being creative? Because that can make a real difference. If we have a clear idea of what we want to do from the creativity, like, is it you want to create, like, is the only thing from the creation is that you actually just want to spend some time doing a creative thing and then you never look at it again? Perfect. If you know that, great. Is it that you actually want to like create something that someone else is going to really love, whether it's an artwork or some food or an item of clothing or whatever it is, right? And it can be what it's like. Once you know what you're hoping to get out of it, it can help you narrow down what you could do. Or it does then help, like, if it doesn't, if your whole idea is that you want to do something creative to give to someone to make them happy, even if you don't think it's as good as it could be and they absolutely love it, that is a total win. That is 100%. You've done it. You've completed it. You're totally creative. It's wonderful, right? Because that's what you're after. You don't have to think it's the best thing in the world as long as they love it, because that's what you're after. You wanted to make something that they enjoyed that made them smile. Right? Like, so often I do cake decorating and I absolutely love cake decorating. And it's definitely one of the main ways I do creativity. And I always say that if I ever had a cake shop, I'm never going to, because the idea of working for myself is horrifying. It just definitely doesn't mesh with the anxiety. I always want, like, the idea of having the byline of my cakes by V. Right, because that was the name I was going to have. And I was just, the byline was going to be cakes that look so good you don't want to cut them, but taste so good you can't wait to. Right, like, so when I make a cake and I decorate it, I want everyone to go, wow. I want everyone to be blown away that it's cake, that it looks so good, but that they know the cake is going to taste so good because they've had my cake before. They just can't wait to cut it open and eat it. And so I have that real clear idea. So even if I'm noticing all the things that I'm not happy with on the cake, but especially the birthday person or the person the cake's for, is just like, that's amazing, that's so good, look, and they're telling people to come over and look at it. Like, that's just, that's sheer joy, right? So that's, to me, I've created something amazing, and that's a win on the creative side. So I've achieved what I was aiming for, because I wasn't aiming for, like, the best cake ever. I was aiming for a cake they love that tastes good, right? So if we think about kind of what we want to get from being creative, like, what part of us, if we think about Te Whare Tapa Whā, like, what po are we trying to feed by being creative? Is it your own, is it yourself? Is it your mental and emotional well-being? Is it your hinengaro? Is it about you want to make someone else happy? So it's your whānau, it's your social life, it's like you want to improve someone else's life, have them be happy or warm if you're crocheting them a jumper or something. Is it that actually you want to do something that takes a fair bit of physical skill, so you're actually using your tinana, right? What have I done? Hinengaro, tinana, whānau. Oh, it's wairua. So are you wanting something that just feeds your soul, that feeds your spirit, that makes you feel calm and connected and just joyous, and that's feeding your wairua? Once you know where you're trying to aim for and get out of being creative, it can make such a difference to then doing something and then actually acknowledging that we've done it. You've done it. You did that creative thing and you did a great job, and that is amazing. Because so often we can't hear that, right? Like, so often we do creative things and we become very negative about it. We discount what we've done. All we do is see the flaws, right? And like with everything else in life, sometimes we need someone else to come in and say, hey, you've done a great job. And so if we've got starting from that starting point of, I would like this creative thing to do X, like, I want it to make someone else smile, or I want it to make a really yummy meal for all of us, or I want to make it so I really like it, or I'm proud of it and want to put it on the wall. Like, if you know that, then it's such a great space to start from, because you'll know when you've achieved it, right? And sometimes we're just not doing great. And you're like, you might be listening to this and going, Vanessa, I feel like crap. I just feel horrible. I can't go do creative things. Like, everything's dreadful. Like, I'm not feeling good. I just don't want to do anything. And so that's the case. Maybe being creative is not the right thing to do. Maybe you need to put it in your back pocket and think about it another time. Maybe what it is being right now is you need to reach out and talk to someone. Maybe you need to actually have a conversation and go, hey, I'm having a really hard time. I really need some help around this. And so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play our regular series of support lines. So if you ever feel like you need to talk to someone and there isn't someone right there, you know who to ring, how to get hold of them, and what they'll do. So grab a pen and paper and write some of these down. So if you ever need them, you've got them. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team. They're part of the community mental health. So they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is.
The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a gay and lesbian outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. That's all we have time for today, so I hope this has given you a few ideas about different ways to be creative in your life and the joy that might bring. But from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.